Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. She gets my vote. Very good suggestions, actually. Can you come to the third set?
Where is it?
Hang about. Where is it? It's back at my place. Of course. The address is contained in this next song. I don't know if you get that Australian television soap opera over here called Neighbours. You do? Oh, you do? No, you don't. Some of you do. I mean, you know, what can I say? You know, American soap operas are quite glamorous, you know, that everyone has to sort of look good and be totally unrealistic. Australian ones, people are supposed to be real, but they're not. It's a different world. The basic idea of this series is that Australia's wonderful and all the people are just fantastic. They're all like that, you know, Crocodile Dundee or something, you know, real great characters. And no, that was South Africa, actually, old boy. Sorry. You're very close. That's only, you know, no more than 10,000 miles out, I should say, really. And they have this lovely, theme song like this. Neighbors, everybody needs good neighbors with a little understanding. Lightens up your darkest day. Thank you. You know, etc. Yeah. Need I? No, please help. Anyway, it's about 50 million people a week are addicted to this thing and watch it all the time. I wouldn't mind, but it's like not real. You know what I mean? It's. Good day, Bruce. Oh, good day, Sheila. How's it going? Oh, fine, but you know, the little boy at number 7's been bitten by a king brown snake. Oh, dear me, well, maybe if I run down there, I could suck the poison out for him. Yeah, that'd be great, Bruce. Oh, by the way, how's your divorce going? Well, not too good at the moment. Things are a little rocky. I'd better see to that boy, though. I'll be right, but, you know, it's like, you know, it's just, you know. It's like, you know, that was too exciting. It's not that exciting. Anyway. Anyway, the premise. What I'm getting at. Yes, quiet in the back, please. Excuse me. Could you sit up very straight and pay attention, please? There will be a quiz at the end of this. And if your marks aren't up to scratch, I want to report on my desk first thing Monday morning, all right? That's right. Better. Much better. So I wrote this song, which is the antidote to Neighbours. This is kind of Neighbours 2. And I named it after the street that I live on, where you're all coming back to later, remember? It's called Psycho Street. Write a letter, but instead he writes a book. The book begins, "Dear sir, I don't know if you're interested, but your wife is a whore." A man gets on a train and proceeds to take all his clothes off. He begins to play with himself and he says, "In my country, this is definitely not offensive." Through his neighbor's letterbox and throws in a match. He pins a note to the door. The note reads, "Don't tell us our dog's got distemper." A man pushes a lawnmower 200 miles on his knees to the tomb of the unknown gardener. great one, he cries. I've done my penance, I bring my offering. Grant me, grant me, grant me pest-free roses. Circle Street, friendly people down on Circle Street. Good neighbors down on Circle Street. If you need a hand, need a friend, we understand. And if you need a pal, we'll be there anyhow. Circle Street, Circle Street. Takes his neighbor's cat to the barbecue and turns on the gas. Now are you gonna talk, he says, or am I gonna have to get nasty? A man has an inflatable doll made that looks exactly like his wife. He murders his wife, dissolves her body in acid, and marries the doll. 3 years later, he leaves her for another doll. Son a brick and says, son, throw this brick through the greenhouse next door. The boy does. The boy next door throws one back. It hits the man on the head and mortally wounds him. Oh, well, he says, as his lifeblood trickles away, boys will be boys. A thoughtful woman sends her best friend a parcel. Inside, it says, is a full body free sample beauty treatment, but really it contains acids and chemicals. When her friend tries it, her hair falls out, her face is wrinkled and her body scarred. The thoughtful woman winks at her husband and says, preemptive strike. Circle Street, Circle Street, chummy people down on Circle Street. Ooby dooby, if you need a hand, all together, need a friend, we love you, understand. And if you